Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, joined by Patty Rising and Brett Burkhardt.
Israel continues to weigh its options to retaliate after Iran's unprecedented missile and drone attack over the weekend.
The Biden administration says the United States remains ironclad in its support for Israel, but will not get involved in a conflict with Iran.
Yeah, this was the first time Iran has ever directly attacked Israel instead of fighting through proxies such as Hezbollah and Hamas. It was retaliation for a strike in Syria that killed two Iranian generals, which is widely believed to have been Israel's doing. The U.S. and other allies helped Israel intercept 99% of Iran's incoming fire over the weekend. But the Biden administration is making clear it will not send American troops nor allow the U.S. to be drawn into a wider war. And the president's fellow G7 leaders are urging Israel to show restraint and not continue back-and-forth retaliatory attacks. For more, we're joined live today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Janine Zakaria, a lecturer in the Department of Communications at Stanford. She's the former Jerusalem bureau chief for the Washington Post. She spent many years covering the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Thank you so much for being with us. All right, so given what you know of the Israeli government's attitude, how likely do you think it is that Israel will, in fact, retaliate for what Iran did?
Well, Doug, I think it's almost for certain that they're going to have some kind of a response. The question is, what will it be? Will it be a more limited type of strike? Would it be at Iran directly? Would it be at some of these proxies that you mentioned in the opening, most likely Hezbollah in South Lebanon? Israel, probably, there's no way I could think, given how right-wing the cabinet is of Prime Minister Netanyahu, but even without that, that for its deterrence, they can't have 300 drones and missiles fired at their territory and not respond militarily.
How likely is this very public diplomatic pressure from the U.S., Great Britain, other G7 nations to influence Netanyahu and the war cabinet, for that matter, to moderate their response, maybe lessen it or in a way that would be effective?
Yeah, I think it's a very good point. I think in the context of the Gaza war in particular, because as we've seen since October 7th with Hamas's invasion into Israel, the killing of 1,200 people, which prompted this now incredibly deadly conflict for Gazan Palestinians with more than 30,000 dead. The U.S. Has not been able really very often to moderate Israel's behavior. They have a little bit more recently. But now what you've seen is that Israel very much, despite all the criticism of Israel's response to the October 7th attack, their allies did come to help them. It was the United States, it was the Jordanians, the Saudis, the British, the French, all helped on Saturday night to intercept very successfully this bombardment, this barrage from Iran. So I think that, you know, one of the things you hear on Israeli radio is announcers pleading with Prime Minister Netanyahu to not disregard any request from the United States that Israel, a small country such as it is, cannot go it alone and that it needs President Biden's support.
Okay, so you say it's very likely that Israel is going to respond to this. The bigger question, right, is how Iran responds to that. Talk about the likelihood of a wider conflict. Is it very likely?
Well, I think, you know, what's, I mean, look, it was certainly chilling on Saturday night when, you know, the everybody was in shelters in Israel and the attack was underway with the announcements, right? And then they sent these slow-moving drones and ballistic missiles, and I think it was much more symbolic to say, for the first time in the Islamic Republic's history, yes, we are willing to attack you directly, Israel, but I don't think they meant to do the, you know, any, I know it sounds crazy with that kind of a barrage, but I think it was more of a symbolic strike. They have Iran via Hezbollah, tens of thousands of missiles that are just sitting on the northern border of Israel that can hit Tel Aviv, that can hit all the way down to Eilat now. That arsenal is very potent. So I think, you know, Israel, they have to decide now. Is this, you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu has been warning about Iran's nuclear program, which, let's recall, President Trump withdrew the United States from an accord negotiated by President Obama to try and put a stop or at least delay Iran's race to a nuclear bomb. He withdrew in 2018. And Israel remains very concerned about their development of a nuclear weapon. So will they attack in Natanz, which is a place where they have deeply fortified nuclear fuels hidden and things like that? Will they do something more symbolic, take out more Iranian Revolutionary Guard members? I don't know. So there is the risk of this tit-for-tat escalation. But I don't think either Iran or Israel wants a wider Middle East conflict at the moment. Right now, I mean, you still have this, certainly, especially when we have this major war raging in Gaza.
Yeah, I think you're right that this was sort of a symbolic attack by Iran where they felt they had to do something, but they did go at it. I mean, they could have done far more damage than they did. And now Israel feels compelled to respond to that. We'll see how moderate a response it is. But, you know, there were major protests again today in the Bay Area calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, even, you know, days after Israel was attacked by Iran. Do you think that these ongoing demonstrations here have any impact on Netanyahu and the Israelis as they ponder their course of action, as they think about, you know, where they're going in Gaza?
No, I think the protests have a lot more impact here domestically for President Biden, sort of looking at this domestically and how this is going to impact things here. I think there are repercussions for, you know, relations between Jewish and Muslim communities in the Bay Area. I think it's a very tense moment. But I don't think that this is, I mean, we can see from the facts on the ground that they don't really have it. There is no ceasefire yet, right? I mean, I think that one of the interesting things about the protests is that there are calls for a ceasefire. And one thing that might be more impactful is if they could also twin that with a call to release Israeli hostages who have been held, many underground, none have seen anyone from the Red Cross in over 6 months, and there's children and all that. So it could be something that's maybe that would be heard more by the Israeli government, but I'm not sure how shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge is going to impact Prime Minister Netanyahu towards more rapidly implementing a ceasefire.
I just want to ask you, since you had so much time in Jerusalem as the bureau chief for the Washington Post, I want to know, if you were given an opportunity to be the bureau chief in Jerusalem again, would you go?
I've got two kids here now, so it was time. It's hard for me to get from Redwood City to Los Altos, so it'd be a little hard for me to get to Gaza or Jerusalem right now. But, you know, this is a story that's very deeply personal to me. I covered it for more than two decades. I've been to the Gaza Strip. I know a lot of Palestinians. I know a lot of Israelis. I've been all over the place. And for me personally, it's been very devastating to just see things just completely go off the rails right now in pretty much every dimension over there.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I think good question, Brett. And I think that's the right answer. Stay home and take care of the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay in the Bay Area where it's a little safer at this point. Thank you, Janine Zakaria, former Jerusalem bureau chief for The Washington Post, also for The Jerusalem Post, now a lecturer at Stanford University. Thanks for being with us and sharing your perspective. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. You'll find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.